Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Business Intelligence in Architecture Engineering Construction. A comprehensive user journey for SQA professionals. In this stage, we will delve into the fundamental concepts of business intelligence, or BI for short. The objective here is to help you grasp the essential elements of BI and understand its significance in the decision-making processes within the architecture, engineering, and construction industries. By the end of this session, you will not only be able to define BI but also appreciate its importance and identify the key components and types of data used in BI. So, let's embark on this enlightening journey together. Main content. Definition of business intelligence. BI. Business intelligence refers to the technologies, strategies, and practices used to collect, analyze, and present business data. Essentially, it transforms raw data into meaningful insights that support decision-making. In our fast-paced AEC industry, where projects are complex and data is abundant, BI plays a crucial role in ensuring that decisions are data-driven rather than based on intuition or guesswork. Imagine a project manager who can access real-time data on project progress, budget expenditure, and resource allocation, all at their fingertips. That's the power of BI. For instance, consider a scenario where a construction firm uses BI tools to analyze the efficiency of different subcontractors over multiple projects. By identifying which subcontractors consistently meet deadlines and budgets, the firm can make more informed choices for future projects. Importance of BI in decision making. Now that we have a clear definition, let's discuss why BI is so important in decision making. In the AEC industry, the stakes are high. A miscalculation can lead to cost overruns or project delays, which can have a ripple effect throughout the organization. With effective BI, professionals can derive insights that help them make informed decisions quickly. For instance, if a construction manager analyzes past project data and notices that certain materials consistently lead to delays, they can choose alternative suppliers or materials for future projects, thus saving time and money. BI empowers professionals to not only react to current situations but also predict future outcomes, enhancing overall project success. Imagine a scenario where a project manager uses BI to analyze seasonal weather patterns and their impact on project timelines. By adjusting schedules based on predicted weather conditions, they can mitigate potential delays and keep projects on track. Key components of BI. BI consists of several key components that work together to turn data into actionable insights. Let's break these down. Data collection. This is the first step in the BI process, where data is gathered from various sources, such as project management software, CRM systems, and even social media. The more comprehensive the data collection, the better the insights derived later on. For example, a construction firm might collect data from past project reports, budget trackers, and client feedback forms to gain a holistic view of project performance. Data analysis. Once the data is collected, it must be analyzed to uncover patterns, correlations, and trends. This analysis can take various forms, such as dashboards, reports, or even advanced predictive analytics that forecast future trends based on historical data. For instance, a BI tool might analyze historical cost data to identify which phases of construction tend to exceed budgets, allowing project managers to focus their attention on those areas. Data visualization. Finally, the analyzed data needs to be presented in a visually appealing and easily digestible format. Effective data visualization helps stakeholders grasp complex information quickly, facilitating better decision-making. Think of colorful graphs, interactive charts, or intuitive dashboards that make the data come alive. For example, a project manager might use a visual dashboard to display real-time progress against milestones, making it easy for stakeholders to understand the project's status at a glance. # Types of data used in BI. Understanding the types of data used in BI is vital for any SQA professional. There are primarily two types of data. Structured data. This is highly organized data that fits neatly into relational databases. Examples include data from project schedules, financial records, and resource allocation spreadsheets. Structured data is easy to analyze, making it a primary source for BI. For example, a project management system might generate structured reports that show timelines and budget usage across various construction projects. Unstructured data. In contrast, unstructured data is more chaotic and includes emails, images, and social media posts, although it's more challenging to analyze. Unstructured data can provide rich insights, especially in understanding client sentiments or market trends. For instance, analyzing customer reviews or social media comments about a completed project can yield valuable insights into client satisfaction and areas for improvement. Combining both types of data in BI can yield more comprehensive insights, allowing for well-rounded decision-making. Conclusion. In conclusion, we have explored the definition of business intelligence, its importance in decision-making, and the key components and types of data involved. As we move forward, remember that BI is not just about technology. It's about making informed decisions that drive project success and organizational growth. By leveraging BI effectively, you position yourself as a vital contributor to your organization's success in the architecture, engineering, and construction fields. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the concepts of BI to enhance decision-making within your current projects? 2. What types of data do you currently use in your work? And how can you incorporate more unstructured data for richer insights? 3. Reflect on a recent project. How could BI have changed the outcome if employed effectively? Thank you for joining this stage, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one.